April Poetry Madness Part 5, April 26th to April 30th Poems. I am again entering the April Poetry Challenge and will write every day and post once a week or so. I will not post everything, though some I will withhold for possible publication, others I will withhold because they are too politically sensitive in these politically charged times. I will post the prompt. Enjoy and stay safe, everyone. April 26th to 30 Poems. April 2025 Poetry Madness Part 4, April 19th to April 25th. April 2025 Poetry Madness, April 13th to April 18th Poems. Audio clip. You can find my prior April poems here. April Poetry Madness 2024, April 26th to April 30th, 2024 Poems. April Poetry Madness, April 21st to April 25th Poems. April 2024 Poetry Madness, April 15th to 20 Poems. April Poetry Madness 2024, April 7th to April 14th. April 1st to April 6th Poems 2024 Poetry Madness. PSH April 2023 Poems. April 20th to 30th 2023 Poems Do Drop In. April 2023 Poetry Do Drop In, April 11th to 15th. Writer's Digest April 2023 Poems. April 2023 Do Drop In Poems. April 30th, 2022 Poems. April 29th Poems. April 26th and April 27th, 2022 Poems. April 23rd, April 24th and April 25th, 2022 Poems. April 22nd, 2022 Poems. April 23rd, April 24th and April 25th, 2022 Poems. April 22nd, 2022 Poems. April 18th to April 20th, 2022 Poems/A. April 18th to April 20th, 2022 Poems. April 16th and 17th, 2022 Poems. Enjoy and stay safe, everyone. NA Poriamo, the theme this month is Appreciating the Arts and Music. Day 26. On April 26, 2025. Berkeley Mad Psychotic Pineapple Burns Sonnet. The Berkeley Mad Psychotic Pineapple was an underground Berkeley icon. The pineapple said, "Bad luck comes in threes." Last night he smoked a joint and went for a walk. The pineapple dude encountered a cat. Not just a cat, but a cosmic black cat. And the cat was riding on a dog. And a mouse was riding on the cat. And the pineapple was amused to see this. I told him only in the SF Bay Area. Thinking back to when I was 8. And wished I had a cosmic cat. I would have made such a cacophony. The cosmic cat was still my secret friend. 14 lines. 10 syllables per line. Those syllables are divided into 5 iambic feet. An iamb is an unstressed syllable followed by a stressed syllable. The word admit is a good example. In pronouncing it, you put more stress on the mit than the ad. Rhyme schemes vary, but the Shakespearean sonnet is ABABCDCDFFGG, 3 quatrains followed by a concluding couplet. April 26th prompt sonnet not in traditional iambic meter. We finally made it to the weekend, everyone. Today's featured participant is Eden Ligon, whose live concert poem for day 25 shows all the sweetness of music that has ripened with time. Our daily resource is the online collection of Spain's Reina Sofía Museum, which houses an incredible collection of modern and contemporary art. You can find Picasso's aplenty here, of course, but also things like this vertiginous sculpture that makes me think of a roller coaster, this mysterious Magritte, and this collaboration between Andy Warhol and Jean-Michel Basquiat. And now for our daily, optional, prompt. The word sonnet comes directly from the Italian sonetto, or little song. A traditional sonnet has a strict meter and rhyme scheme. It's a strange form to have wormed its way into English, which is relatively unmetrical and rhyme poor compared to Romance languages like Italian. But thanks to William Shakespeare, Edmund Spenser, and others, the sonnet in English bloomed. It also became a sort of rite of passage for poets, with the Victorians especially loving very strict sonnets. To refresh you on the rules of the traditional sonnet. 14 lines. 10 syllables per line. Those syllables are divided into 5 iambic feet. An iamb is an unstressed syllable followed by a stressed syllable. The word admit is a good example. In pronouncing it, you put more stress on the mit than the ad. Rhyme schemes vary, but the Shakespearean sonnet is ABABCDCDFFGG, 3 quatrains followed by a concluding couplet. Sonnets are often thought of as not just little songs, but little essays, with the first 6 to 8 or so lines building up a problem, the next 4 to 6 discussing it, and the last 2 to 4 concluding. Given all these rules, it's perhaps surprising that love poems make up quite a chunk of sonnets in English, but maybe that's just because love poems make up quite a chunk of all poems in English? If you want to intimidate yourself about poetry in general and sonnets in particular, read this quote from Saintsbury's History of English Prosody. To have something to say it under pretty strict limits of form and very strict ones of space, to say it forcibly, to say it beautifully, these are the 4 great requirements of the poet in general, but they are never set so clearly, so imperatively, so urgently before any variety of poet as before the sonneteer. Buddhist Temple Hell Painting Cascade Poem. And now, by way of illustration, let's take a look at a few contemporary takes on the sonnet. The first, by Dan Beachy Quick, is a pretty strict traditional sonnet. The next 2 by Terence Hayes and Alice Notley are looser. And finally, the last 1, by June Jordan, is a rather strict sonnet, rhyme and meter-wise, though somewhat looser in line-specific syllable count, that doesn't sound strict at all. It is joyfully informal in its language and tone. After all this, here's your prompt. Try your hand at a sonnet or at least something sonnet-shaped. Think about the concept of the sonnet as a song and let the format of a song inform your attempt. Be as strict or not strict as you want. 2025 April Pad Challenge, Day 26. Nigerian Scam Hermit Crab Found Poem. Attention! This is to inform you that we have been working towards the eradication of fraudsters and scam artists in Africa with the help of the Organization of African Unity, OAU, United Nations, UN, European Union, EU, and FBI. We have been able to track down some scam artists in various parts of African countries, which includes Nigeria, Republic of Benin, Burkina Faso, Ghana and Senegal with Côte d'Ivoire. And they are all in government custody now. They will appear at International Criminal Court, ICC, soon for justice. During the course of investigation, they were able to recover some funds from these scam artists. An IMF organization have ordered the funds recovered to be shared among the 10 lucky people listed around the world as a compensation. This notice has been directed to you because your email address was found in one of the scam artist's file and computer hard disk. While the investigation, maybe you have been scammed, you are therefore being compensated with sum of $300,000. $300,000. Valid into an ATM card number 406173095630561. Since your email address is among the lucky beneficiaries who will receive compensation funds, we have arranged your payment to be paid to you through ATM Visa card and delivered to your postal address with the PIN code as to enable you withdrawal maximum of $5,000 on each withdrawal from any bank ATM machine of your choice. Until all the funds are exhausted, the ATM card with security PIN number shall be delivered to you via courier service, depending your choice. In order to proceed with this transaction, you will be required to contact the agent in charge, Mr. Francesco Sabgi. Kindly look below to find appropriate contact information. Contact agent name, Mr. Francesco Sabgi. Phone, 00226-744-803-62. Email, francescozavighi205@gmail.com. You will be required to email him with the following information: your full name, your age, address, your country, city, direct contact phone number, occupation. We advise you to stop all communications with everyone regarding your payment, as we have shortlisted to deliver to you, and now urge you to comply and receive your ATM card funds. Thanks for your understanding. As you follow instructions while I wait to hear from you today. Yours in services, Mrs. Paulina Fedrick. Comment, the latest scam. A claim that the scam artists are fighting against the spam artists. All you have to do to receive the 300,000 is to give them your information. Sounds too good to be true. Which of course it is. For today's prompt, write a hermit crab poem. A hermit crab poem is like a hermit crab essay, which is an essay that takes on the form of another type of literature. So a hermit crab poem might be a poem that looks like a to-do list, footnotes, obituary, spam messages, or a message on a postcard. Poetry Superhighway Prompts. April 26, 2025. Poetry writing prompt from Randy Fowler. I am not a Christian. Jesus Christ said upon his return, after realizing his followers were not following his teachings, he went across the world. I am not a Christian. He would proclaim everywhere. The church leaders were not amused. The public began to follow the returned Jesus. I am not a Christian. Jesus responded on social media. But the powers that be decreed amongst themselves the returned Jesus was a false prophet. I am not a Christian. This poetry writing prompt submitted by Randy Fowler. Dissonance, write a poem about disharmony in your or humankind's values, views, or relationships, stating belief in one value but doing another, saying you love someone but you really don't, our nation's original declarations versus its current reality. For symbolism, think of all the areas dissonance applies: music, city noise, abrupt sounds, alarm clock, fire alarm, anything that produces a vibration in your mind that something is off-key. April 26 Travel. Noisy Korea now my home. When I first came to South Korea in 1979 to do my Peace Corps duty in a rural country town, I thought that the old name of Korea, the land of the morning calm, was absurd. Korea was a noisy place. From early morning on, cars, horns, radio, TV blaring, people talking to crowds everywhere. At night people drink and dine, and loudspeakers blasting you awake at 6 a.m. And during elections, sound trucks everywhere. Now 45 years later, it is my home. No longer a noisy, chaotic, exotic place. Just home. Visit to Korea writer's cramp. In 1979, I first went to Korea in the Peace Corps. After a long plane ride, my first international flight, I ended up in South Korea at the old Gimpo Airport. A chaotic, crazy drive through Seoul to the town of Chuncheon, where we did our training course for 4 months. First visit to another land. First foreign travel to a strange land. Exotic people. Strange sounds and sights. And the smells of incense. And the food, ah, the food. But over time, became my second home. 45 years later. I returned to Korea. Ending up living next door to Gimpo Airport, where my journey began 45 years ago. Day 27. Napo WRMO. Buddhist Temple Hell Paintings. Hell is often depicted in Buddhist temple art. In Buddhism, hell is a real place. And hell is filled with demons. The demons torture their victims, while a Buddhist saint looks on in judgment. In Buddhism, hell is a real place. But hell will end when your karma points add up, and you are reincarnated after learning your lesson. And hell is filled with demons. I based my poem on these images and remembered images from all the Buddhist temples I have visited over the years. Free pictures of Buddhist hell, search images. Copilot provided background information. In Buddhism, the concept of hell, often referred to as Naraka, represents a realm of intense suffering and retribution. Unlike the eternal damnation found in some other religions, Buddhist hells are temporary states where beings experience the consequences of their negative karma. Once the karma is exhausted, they are reborn into other realms. There are various types of hells, including fiery and icy ones, each corresponding to specific sins or actions. In East Asia, Buddhist temples often depict these hells in vivid and graphic paintings. These artworks serve as moral lessons, illustrating the consequences of unethical behavior. For example, the Daisa rock carvings in China and murals in Japanese temples like those depicting Jyokui, Japanese hell, showcase scenes of torment and judgment. These paintings are not only religious but also artistic expressions, blending cultural and spiritual narratives. If you'd like to explore more, you can find detailed descriptions and examples here and here. Note on form. The Cascade poem was a form invented by Udit Bhatia, who also apparently created the alliterization, which I'll try to deal with in a future post. For the Cascade poem, a poet takes each line from the first stanza of a poem and makes those the final lines of each stanza afterward. Beyond that, there are no additional rules for rhyming, meter, etc. And April 27, 2025. Happy Sunday, everyone. I hope you find it to be a relaxing and inspiring day for writing poems. Our featured participant for the day is Hayashi, whose first attempt at a sonnet brings a lovely blend of grief and self-deprecating humor. Today's daily resource is the online collection of the Harvard Art Museums, where you can find this bright and pretty drawing of a tulip poplar, a rather forbidding poster comparing various causes of death in Wisconsin, this beautiful jade paperweight, and much more. And now for today's optional prompt. W.H. Auden's Musée takes its inspiration from a very particular painting, Bruegel's Landscape with the Fall of Icarus. Today we'd like to challenge you to write your own poem that describes a detail in a painting, and that begins, like Auden's poem, with a grand, declarative statement. Buddhist Temple Hell Paintings. Hell is often depicted in Buddhist temple art. In Buddhism, hell is a real place. And hell is filled with demons. The demons torture their victims, while a Buddhist saint looks on in judgment. In Buddhism, hell is a real place. But hell will end when your karma points add up, and you are reincarnated after learning your lesson. And hell is filled with demons. I based my poem on these images and remembered images from all the Buddhist temples I have visited over the years. Free pictures of Buddhist hell, search images. Copilot provided background information. In Buddhism, the concept of hell, often referred to as Naraka, represents a realm of intense suffering and retribution. Unlike the eternal damnation found in some other religions, Buddhist hells are temporary states where beings experience the consequences of their negative karma. Once the karma is exhausted, they are reborn into other realms. There are various types of hells, including fiery and icy ones, each corresponding to specific sins or actions. In East Asia, Buddhist temples often depict these hells in vivid and graphic paintings. These artworks serve as moral lessons, illustrating the consequences of unethical behavior. For example, the Daiza rock carvings in China and murals in Japanese temples like those depicting Jyokui, Japanese hell, showcase scenes of torment and judgment. These paintings are not only religious but also artistic expressions, blending cultural and spiritual narratives. If you'd like to explore more, you can find detailed descriptions and examples here and here. Note on form. The cascade poem was a form invented by Udit Bhatia, who also apparently created the alliterization, which I'll try to deal with in a future post. For the cascade poem, a poet takes each line from the first stanza of a poem and makes those the final lines of each stanza afterward. Beyond that, there are no additional rules for rhyming, meter, etc. 2025 April Pad Challenge, Day 27. Join poets from around the country and the world to write a poem each day of April. For today's prompt, write a new blank poem. New World Order Emerging. The American Mega Revolution. And the Rise of the Alt-Right. Across the World. Raises serious questions. Where are we going? What are we doing? They say that history does not repeat. But it rhymes. So we have echoes of the 1890s, the 1920s, 1930s, 1950s, and even ancient Rome, and the fall of the Roman Republic, ending globalization, and the old international order, restoring great power games, as the U.S. struggles to avoid the collapse of the American experiment and the American Empire, all in the name of creating a new world order and a grand reputation of the 60s and 70s and the 20th century and the 21st century, going back to the 19th century. For today's prompt, take the phrase new, blank, replace the blank with a word or phrase, make the new phrase the title of your poem, and then, write your poem. Possible titles might include, new moon, new car, new significant other, new world, and/or new to the city. And yes, it is totally fine to replace the word new with the word new if that helps you get your poem out today. April 27, 2025, Poetry Writing Prompt from Patty Bennett. Deep fried blood alien chicken pork cutlets for dinner. Sam Adams is the owner and the chef of the UFO restaurant, bar and grill in Berkeley. He was a famous UFO nut and opened a UFO theme restaurant, complete with alien memorabilia, movie and TV posters, and what became famous, a sign over the bar, space aliens drink for free. Every night some joker, I tried to claim the free drink slash. Sam always said, you have to prove you are a space alien. One day mysterious man in a black suit, who had a pan-ethnic look, could pass for almost any nationality, but had a vague almost unhuman look, and a strange alien accent, walked in and spoke. He wanted the free drink. Sam said, prove you are a space alien. The man morphed into Donald Trump, then Elon Musk, then into his true form, a red-skinned two-legged reptilian form, before morphing back into man in black look. Sam laughed and asked him, well, okay then. Drinks are on the house. What do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. And a favor. What's the favor? Use of the kitchen to cook my favorite food from home. I'll teach you recipe and leave enough for you to have a supply on hand. Okay. The alien went out and brought out 10 alien creatures who looked like a cross between a chicken and a pig. He called them Bible. They would cook one, and the rest he could keep. They bred very rapidly, so he would have a ready supply on hand. They went to work and Sam and Mr. X served the customers all night. Some posted to the media. And Mr. X was interviewed. The meal was a great success. It tasted like chicken and pork. Purple and orange colors. With yellow coloring. With a strange aftertaste. And a fragrant smell. And a somewhat tough texture. But it was delicious. With an out of this world. Hard to pin down. Umami flavor. The city, state, and federal authorities. Came the next day. Confiscated the blob creatures. And demanded the whereabouts. Of Mr. X. Sam smiled and spoke. MRX said you all would be coming. And left for home. But he is coming back next year. To open trade negotiations. With the Sirius Star system. And I am his agent. They arrested him. And finally released him. And the blood. And told him. To keep in touch. Sam posted everything online. And Mr. X came back. With a trade delegation. Later that year. The blob escaped. And became an invasive species. But hunting was allowed. Crisis averted. This poetry writing prompt submitted by Patty Bennett. Imagine you are a gourmet chef at a fancy restaurant. Invent a new dish, and using the five senses, describe it asterisk then serve it to a group of repeat customers, and record their reactions. Asterisk what does it look like? What does it smell like? Can you hear it while it's cooking? Can you touch it, or describe what it feels like if it's finger food? And of course, how does it taste? Served hot or cold or room temperature. April 27 duty. Congress Simitrail. Republicans in Congress. Playing non-stop political games. Each party calling the other names. The Democrats denying it was their fault. Both sides digging in, not stopping or to halt. Sadly, this seems to be our current gestalt. The insane Republicans making wild claims. Sadly, just seems to be our current gestalt. Throwing more gasoline on the fires lighting the darkness. Republicans in Congress. Simitrail. Stanza 1-7 subject repeated at end. Stanza 2-9b. 3-9b. Stanza 3-4-11c. 5-11c. 6-11c. 7-11c. Stanza 4-8-9b. 9-9b. Stanza 5-10-7 repeat of line 1. Note, a bit political but hey I call it as I see it. Day 28. On April 28, 2025. Welcome back, all. As of today, there's just 3 days left in this year's NA/GloPoRiMo. Today, our featured participant is Maria, who brings us a poignant take on Modigliani portrait in response to Day 27's painting-based prompt. Today's daily resource is El Museo del Barrio, a New York City museum focused on the experience of Puerto Ricans and Latin Americans in the United States. The museum's website provides highlights from its permanent collection, as well videos exploring the art and artists featured. Last but not least, here is today's prompt, optional, as always. Music features heavily in human rituals and celebrations. We play music at parties, we play it in parades, and at weddings. In her poem, Obit Music, Victoria Chong describes the role that music played in her mother's funeral. Today, we challenge you to write a poem that involves music at a ceremony or event of some kind. Happy, or at the very least, meaningful, writing. Funeral music for the death of America. Sometimes when I watch the news and see the continued assault on American institutions, rule of law and basic human decency, all done in the name of promotion, traditional Christian values, hiding their true authoritarian impulses, challenging everyone who opposes them, with being soft on crime, immigration, and terrorism, shredding the Constitution in the name of preserving democracy. Meanwhile, gutting the social safety net, threatening to fire judges, lawyers and government officials, illegally impounding funds already approved, daring anyone to stand up against their takeover of American society. I wonder what music would it be appropriate for the funeral of American democracy? Perhaps Elgar's Nimrod, or Barber's Adagio for strings, or Mahler's Adagietto Symphony 8, or Edward Grieg Solvay's song, from Piergyant, or Chopin's Funeral Sonata. Perhaps protesters should start their protests with funeral music, as they march against the end of American democracy. Co-pilot's list of funeral music. 1. Barber Adagio for strings, known for its profound sadness, this piece has been played at the funerals of figures like Albert Einstein and Princess Grace of Monaco. 2. Elgar Nimrod, from the Enigma Variations, a deeply moving piece often associated with remembrance and reflection. Mahler Adagietto, Symphony No. 5. This calming and poignant movement is a favorite for its emotional depth. Edvard Grieg. Certainly. Classical music often plays a significant role in state funerals, offering solemnity and reflection. Here are some widely recognized pieces frequently used in such ceremonies. 3. Barber Adagio for strings, known for its profound sadness, this piece has been played at the funerals of figures like Albert Einstein and Princess Grace of Monaco. 4. Elgar Nimrod, from the Enigma Variations, a deeply moving piece often associated with remembrance and reflection. 5. Mahler Adagietto, Symphony No. 5. This calming and poignant movement is a favorite for its emotional depth. 6. Bach Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, a timeless piece often chosen for its serene and uplifting qualities. 7. Chopin Funeral March, Piano Sonata No. 2, Movement 3. This iconic march has become synonymous with mourning. 8. Vaughan Williams The Lark Ascending, a beautiful violin piece evoking a sense of peace and transcendence. 9. Arvo Part Cantus in Memoriam Benjamin Britten, a minimalist yet profoundly emotional piece written in memory of a fellow composer. Edvard Grieg. 1. Solvay's Song, from Piergyant, a hauntingly beautiful piece that evokes longing and farewell. 2. Arietta, Lyric Pieces, Op. 12. While not explicitly funeral music, its gentle and introspective tone makes it suitable for solemn occasions. Russian composers. 1. Tchaikovsky Hymn of the Cherubim, a deeply spiritual and serene choral work. 2. Rachmaninoff Vocalize, Op. 34, Number 14, a wordless melody that conveys profound emotion and reflection. 3. Mussorgsky Promenade, from Pictures at an Exhibition. Though not traditionally funeral music, its introspective nature can be fit in. 2025 April Pad Challenge, Day 28. For Day 28 of the 2025 April Poem A Day Challenge, poets and other colorful people are prompted to write a color poem. Color of justice is gold and green. The color of justice. It is gold and green, my poor friends. Those with gold. Buy all the justice they need. No gold or green, no justice. Wow. Today marks 4 weeks of poeming for this April. Let's get to it. For today's prompt, write a color poem. The poem could be about a color, mention a color, or be somewhat colorful. Of course, the title of the poem could be a color, or include a color, and then not mention colors in the poem at all. So there's a lot of wiggle room with this prompt. Waka. Japanese five-liner. The waka is a Japanese five-line poem, or stanza, that is often considered synonymous with the tanka, because both have a 5-7-5-7-7 syllable per line structure. However, the waka groups its lines together in a particular way. The first two lines should make up one piece, the next two lines should make the next, and then, the final line can stand on its own or as part of the second group. It's possible to end stop after line 2, 4, and 5. But other forms of punctuation can do the trick as well. If you write a poem from this prompt, Post it as a comment underneath the prompt in the Poetry Superhighway Facebook group. April 28, 2025, Poetry Writing Prompt from Alex Fuang. Snarling Cup of Coffee, Latest Version. Snarling Cup of Coffee. I like to start my day with a hot cup of coffee. I pound down the coffee. First thing I do every day as the dawning sun lights up my lonesome room. Yeah, but not just a simple cup of Java Joe, but a goddamn snarling sarcastic smarmy cup of coffee. I mean, we are talking about an alcoholic, all speed ahead, always hot, always fresh, always there when I need it, angry, attitude talk to the handsy dude, bad, badassed, beats breaking, beatnik, bluesy, bitter, bitcha, bombs away, capitalistic, caffeinated up the ass, cinematic, communistic, Colombian grown, Costa Rican inspired, cowabunga to the max, crazy assed, devilishly angelic, divine, divinely inspired, dyslexic, epic, extreme vetting, evil eye, expensive, erotic vision inducing. Ethiopian coffee house brewed, euphoric, freaky, freezoid, foxy, French kissed, French brewed, funkified, foxy lady, graphic, God in my coffee, with Allah, Ganesh, Jesus, Kali, Buddha, Christians, Durga, Hindus, Muhammad, Jesus and M.O. and their friend, the cosmic barmaid, Sai Baba, Shiva, Taoists, Zoroastrians, drinking my goddamned coffee in hell, growling, gnarly, happy, hard as ice, Hawaiian blessed, high as a kite, hippie, hip, hipster, hip-hoppy, hot as hell yet strangely sweet as heaven, jazzy, jealous, Kerouac approved, kick-ass, kick my goddamn ass to Tuesday, kick down the doors and take no prisoners, grown in the Vietnam Highlands by ex-Viet Cong, Guatemalan grown, kiss-ass, illegal in every state, imported from all over the goddamn world, insane, lovely, loony, lonely, lonesome, malodorous mean old rotten, motherfucking, nasty, narcotic, never whatever, never meh, never cold, not approved by the CIA, not approved by DHS, not approved for human consumption by the FDA, not your daddy's sissified corporate cup of coffee, not decaf coffee, not your Denny's truck driver weak as brown water cup of fake coffee, not your establishment friendly cup of coffee, not your FBI coffee, not fake herbal coffee substitute, but a real cup of coffee, not your farmer brother's dinner crap, not made in America for Americans, not safe for work, not your Starbucks average expensive overpriced crappy corporate chain cup of coffee, not pretentious, not White House approved, not State Department safe, nuclear, not patriotic, operatic, pizza's coffee approved, paranoid, pornographic, psychotic, pontific, politically aware, rapping, rhyming, right here, right now in River City, rock and roll up the yazoo, sad, sadistic, sarcastic, sassy, satanic, schizoid, shitting, silly, sexy, smarmy, smelly, smooth, snarky, snarling, stupid, stinking, sweet as honey, sweat-inducing, symphonic, Trump can't handle this coffee, vengeful, Wagnerian, wicked, with nutmeg and cinnamon swirls. With a hint of stevia, with a hint of vanilla, with a hint of rum, with a hint of whiskey, with a hint of cherry, with a hint of fruit overtones, with a hint of drugs spicing up the coffee, spendific, speeding, splendid, superior except no substitutes, survived the Vietnam War, the Iraq War, the Afghan War, the First and Second Korean War, World War XI, the War on Poverty, the War on Drugs, the War on Black People, the Sexual Revolution, soulful as a summer's night in Motown James Brown. Approved, top approved, Berkeley approved, the coffee that Jimi Hendrix drank before he died, the coffee that Elvis drank on his last breakfast, the coffee that Barry White crooned as he drank his cup of coffee and the coffee that made the white boy play stand up and play that funky music, The coffee that made Johnny B. Good play his guitar, and made Johnny bet the devil his soul after he drank his morning cup of righteous coffee, and the coffee that make the Rolling Stones rock and roll, the coffee your mother warned you against drinking, the coffee that Napoleon drank when he became the emperor of all Europe, the coffee that Beethoven drank when he wrote the Ninth Symphony, the coffee that Mozart drank as he wrote his last symphony, the coffee that Lincoln drank before he was killed, the Hemingway drank before he killed himself, the coffee that started the 60s, and ended the 20th century, the coffee that Lenin drank as he plotted revolution, the coffee that Hitler and Stalin drank with FDR as they divided up the world after World War XI, the cup that JFK drank before he was blown away, the coffee Jerry drinks while driving in cars with random celebrities and political figures, the coffee that Jon Stewart drinks before he goes on an epic takedown of some foolish politico, the cup of Arabic coffee that Saddam drank the day he was executed, the coffee that GW and Cheney drank when they bombed Baghdad, the Indian cup of coffee that Bin Laden drank before 9/11 and just before the SEALs blew his ass to hell, the cup of coffee that Tiger Woods drank with his mistresses while playing a $3,000 round of golf at Sandy Lane Golf Course in Barbados, the last legal drug that does what drugs should do, the cup of coffee that Obama drank when he became president, Vietnamese, Vienna Brew, Wacky, Whimsical, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Wild, Weird, Wonderful, Wow, Yabba Dabba Doo. Yada Zappa's favorite cup of cosmic coffee, and Zorro's last cup of coffee, good to the last drop rolled into one simple cup of hot coffee. As I pound down that first cup of coffee, and fire up my synaptic nerve endings with endless supplies of caffeine-induced neuron-enhancing chemicals, I face the dawning day with trepidation and mind-numbing fear. I turn on the TV and watch the smarmy newscasters in their perfect hair, lying through their teeth about the great success the government is having following the great leader's latest pronouncements. I want to scream and shoot the TV and run outside shouting stop the world. I want to get off this fucking crazy planet. The Earth does not care a whit about my attitude. It merely shrugs and moves around the sun in its appointed daily run. And I sit down, the madness dissipating a bit, and enjoy my second cup of heaven and hell in my morning cup of Joe. The latest version published on Creative Gremlins also can be found on my blog, which is https://thworldaccordingtocosmos.com. Copyright May 2018, John Cosmos Aller. This poetry writing prompt submitted by Alex Fuang. The publication of poetry could potentially result in an enduring legacy. Please write a poem so beautiful that it could possibly leave an indelible mark on the literary landscape. April 28, back to work. My life as a diplomat. For 27 years, I served as a Foreign Service officer, a U.S. diplomat, representing the U.S. around the world, and in Washington, D.C. I served in 10 countries. Antigua, Barbados, Grenada, India, South Korea, Spain, St. Kitts, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Thailand. I did everything from issuing visas, blogging about program evaluations, serving as a program evaluator, helping American businesses, helping Americans who got into trouble, organizing conferences, coordinating classes, investigating visa and passport fraud, serving as a labor officer, serving as a commercial officer, serving as a human rights officer, serving as an economics officer, serving as an environmental officer, visiting prisoners. And through it all, I was always proud to serve my country and make the world a better place, winning friends and influencing people, promoting American values around the world. Assignment: write a free verse poem about your occupation. Day 28. N.A. Poriamo. Rock stars of the 19th century. Way back when. In the 19th century. Way before we had rock stars. We had mad musicians. Piano players mostly. Who stormed across Europe and America. To enthusiastic crowds. And rumors of sexual escapades. And rich women groupies. To use a modern term. Among them the most famous. Was Franz Liszt. And Frédéric Chopin. And many other romantic music greats. Of that bygone era. Happy Tuesday, all. And happy penultimate day of NA/Glopory MO. Our featured participant today is Adil Akbar, whose response to Day 28's music and ceremonies prompt rather reminds us of Cesar Vallejo. Today's daily resource is the online galleries of the Whitney Museum, where you'll find artwork as varied as this fun portrait of Billie Jean King, a Frank Stella sculpture that looks like what would happen if a space station fell in love with a bridge, and this contemporary take on the classic embroidered sampler. And now for today's prompt, optional as always. Just as poets make poetry, musicians make music. There is always a living being behind the words, the rhythm, and at the heart of every song. Just as music and poetry can fascinate in their own right, so do the personalities behind every form of art. In her poem, Canary, Rita Dove riffs on Billie Holiday, and how her life has been spun into myth. Likewise, in Ode for Donny Hathaway, Wanda Coleman muses on another tragic figure, in the form of the eponymous soul singer and keyboardist. Today, we'd like to challenge you to write a poem that takes its inspiration from the life of a musician, poet, or other artist. And while our example poems are squarely elegiac, don't feel limited to minor key feelings in your own work. 2025 April Pad Challenge, Day 28. For Day 28 of the 2025 April Poem A Day Challenge, poets, and other colorful people, are prompted to write a color poem. Color of justice is gold and green. The color of justice. It is gold and green, my poor friends. Those with gold. Buy all the justice they need. No gold or green, no justice. Wow. Today marks 4 weeks of poeming for this April. Let's get to it. For today's prompt, write a color poem. The poem could be about a color, mention a color, or be somewhat colorful. Of course, the title of the poem could be a color, or include a color, and then not mention colors in the poem at all. So there's a lot of wiggle room with this prompt. Waka. Japanese five-liner. The waka is a Japanese five-line poem, or stanza, that is often considered synonymous with the tanka, because both have a 5-7-5-7-7 syllable per line structure. However, the waka groups its lines together in a particular way. The first two lines should make up one piece, the next two lines should make the next, and then, the final line can stand on its own or as part of the second group. It's possible to end stop after line 2, 4, and 5. But other forms of punctuation can do the trick as well. We made it, day 30. And for those wondering, yes, I announced the 2024 November Pad Chapbook Challenge results here yesterday. Thank you so much for traveling this poetic road with me this month. It's been a lot of fun, and I hope you'll continue to visit here on Wednesdays for our Wednesday poetry prompt starting back up on May 7th. For today's prompt, write a remix poem. That is, take one of your poems, or several of your poems, from earlier this month and remix it. You could make a free verse poem read like a triolet or haiku. Or you could pick 6 words from a poem and make them the end words in a sestina. Heck, take an image from one of your poems, make it the title of your new poem, and then, write your poem. There are many ways to remix a poem. PSH. April 29, 2025, Poetry Writing Prompt from Maria de Paul. The revolution is coming. The revolution is coming. A revolution is coming. I can feel it in my bones. A revolution is coming. And it will wipe out the collapsing edifices. of the American Empire. The masses are rising up to throw off their chains and demand justice. The masses are coming for the masters of the universe. Their day is numbered, and they know it too. One day, the masses will rise up, storm the citadels of power, arresting the corrupt leaders in the name of revolutionary justice, stringing them up, executing them one by one, as the revolutionary fires consume the nation. And I can't wait, for the revolution is long overdue. This poetry writing prompt submitted by Maria DePaul. In times of upheaval, poetry can inspire resilience and resistance. If an issue touches the heart or inspires an action, share that on the page so that others may find ways to express themselves. Poets of the world unite, all we have to lose are the chains that block free and full expression. Now is the time. If you write a poem from this prompt, post it as a comment underneath the prompt in the Poetry Superhighway Facebook group. Do drop in prompts. Copyright 2023 J. Cosmos, UN, jcosmos@writing.com. All rights reserved. J. Cosmos has granted writing.com, its affiliates, and its syndicates non-exclusive rights to display this work. April 29 Birds. The Attack of the Birds. One day. Back in 2005, when I was living in suburban Virginia, I felt like I was living in an episode of a famous movie. The birds, a band of outlaw starlings, decided to live on my roof and on a doorframe, spending all day there, flying back and forth, and making a huge mess on my front doorstep. We tried the fake owl we bought at Walmart. They quickly learned to ignore it. We put Beanie Babies up on ledge over the door. That scared them for a day. We came home. The bird had totally destroyed the Beanie Babies and were looking at me, grinning as if to say, "That's the best you can do, human. You don't scare us, what with your fake owl and your fake Beanie Babies." Our contractor sealed off the ledge and destroyed their nest on the roof, and the birds reluctantly flew off down the street. But I still saw them about flying, grinning and laughing at me. Day 30. On April 30th, 2025. N.A. Poriamo. Tower of Power still rocks. Tower of Power has been rocking the world since the late 60s. A band straight out of Oakland, East Bay. They were the best funk band ever. The poster child of funkiness. The best horn section. The best guitar work. The best singers. The best drummers. Their greatest hits include What Hip and the immortal makeout song, You're Still a Young Man. The first song I slowly danced to. The song I played when I first met my wife. Hearing that song today, I still wonder how many babies were conceived after slow dancing to this song. Final ode to Tower of Power for this challenge. Wow, we made it, everyone. Today's the final day of National/Global Poetry Writing Month. We hope you make it to the end of the day with 30 new poems under your belt. But even if you didn't manage to keep up with the whole Poem-A-Day thing, we hope you had fun. We'll be back tomorrow with our final featured participant and some closing thoughts for the year's challenge, but in the meantime, our featured participant for today is Catching Lines, who brings us an elegy for Janis Joplin in response to Day 29's inspired by the music maker's prompt. Our final resource is Matterport, a site that lets you take virtual tours of all kinds of museums, ranging from the National Museum of Ireland to the Bicycle Museum of America. Finally, here's the last prompt of this year's NA/Globoriamo, optional, as always. In his meandering poem, Grateful Dead Tapes, poet Ed Skoog riffs on the eponymous tapes that he's found in a second-hand store, remembering various instances of hearing the band, both live and in recording. Today, we'd like to challenge you to write a poem that also describes different times in which you've heard the same band or piece of music across your lifetime. Happy writing! Writer Digest. Writer's Digest. 2025 April Pad Challenge, Day 30. For Day 30 of the 2025 April Poem A Day Challenge, poets and other party people are prompted to write a remix poem. Ghosts Commit Immigration Fraud Prose Poem Version. One day, Bob Jones encountered one of the most memorable fraud cases during his time in India as a U.S. immigration officer. People often pretended to be single instead of married, or married instead of single, to jump the immigration queue. Sometimes officers would reluctantly issue fraudulent visas because proving fraud was nearly impossible and very difficult to do. In general, visas were only refused for fraud when it was blatant, right in front of them, and when the applicant continued to lie even when presented with evidence of their dishonesty. One day, Ms. Patel approached Bob, asking him to reconsider holding up the visas for her four siblings, who were married but pretending to be single. She claimed her father, a U.S. citizen, was in the hospital, and his dying wish was for his children to join him in the U.S. The only problem was that Bob had already checked and found that her father had passed away 2 weeks earlier. When he died, the petition for the visas died with him. Ms. Patel had lied to Bob, pleading for him to grant the visas. Bob called her up to the window and asked her, "So, Ms. Patel, when was the last time you spoke to your father?" She replied, "Oh, I spoke to him just now. He is still alive and waiting for his children to arrive to see him before he dies. He is alive right now. Yes, he is still alive, and he's waiting for the immigrant visas to be processed." Bob said, "Okay, well, there's just one problem. Do you believe in ghosts?" "What?" "Well, you see, here's the problem. There's only one way you could have spoken to your father today, and that is if you spoke to a ghost. According to the hospital, he died 2 weeks ago." Bob then showed her the facts from the hospital confirming Mr. Patel's demise. Ms. Patel started crying. Bob then said, "Well, I'm sorry, but there is nothing I can do at this point. The law is the law, and I have an obligation to enforce it. Under the law, the penalty for visa fraud is a 99-year ban on entry to the U.S. However, planes fly both ways. You can go visit them every year if you want, but they're not coming into the United States. You can file for them again, and in 8 years, seek a visa waiver for ineligibility. It is sometimes granted." Based on a true story from 2003, the immigration system has been broken for decades and remains so to this day. In my opinion, there is substantial fraud within the immigration system. However, I disagree with massive deportation actions. Instead, I believe we should implement a grand reset by offering amnesty to illegal immigrants working in the U.S. illegally. Green cards could be granted to those meeting three criteria: they either have a job or can secure one, they speak minimal English, and they agree to pay back income taxes on a payment plan spread over several years. Those who fail a background check, do not have a job lined up, or cannot speak English would be given a quick hearing and deported. This proposal would go hand in hand with a massive overhaul of the immigration system. I would eliminate the sibling category entirely, as well as diversity visas, DV. However, I would allow anyone currently in line 1 year to register with the government and 1 year to process their visas. Priority would be given to educated immigrants, and a pathway to green cards would be offered to all foreign students. Additionally, I would enforce an English-speaking requirement for all immigrants. I would also mandate E-Verify systems, ensuring that employers hire only legal immigrants. This plan would clean up the immigration queue, restore order to the system, and better match the needs of the economy. While immigrants are necessary, it is essential to ensure the process is carried out legally. April 30, 2025, Poetry Writing Prompt from Brendan Constantine. Jake Piano Jones. Jake Piano Jones often blamed his parents and their weird sense of humor for giving him the middle name Piano, based on the fact his father was a jazz piano player and his mom his biggest fan. He decided to call himself J.P. Jones, and the name stuck. He felt it was a better name for him as he grew up and became known as J.P. Jones and became a rock star in his own right. One day, his real name leaked. His fans loved it and started calling him Jake Piano Man Jones, and that became his new name. Items in my room: piano, TV, Pilates ball, couch, coffee table, cabinet, photos. This poem writing prompt submitted by Brendan Constantine. What's my name? Take a few minutes to look around your immediate surroundings and note down 6 different sites. They can be anything. For instance, when I look around my desk, I see the following: an antique lamp, a painting of a cowboy, a glass of lemonade, Hotel Insomnia, book title, an origami bird, rabbit-shaped candy. Once you have your list, choose one with the most pleasing sound. From my list, I think I'll go with the last one, rabbit-shaped candy. Now set this aside and think about this. A few years back, an American couple was denied a birth certificate for their infant daughter when they attempted to name her Zuleika Graceful Ella. A civil lawsuit was subsequently filed in Georgia Superior Court on their behalf. In the supporting argument, the following list of names was offered. They are all names which parents around the world have attempted to bestow on their children: Tiny Hooker, Stud Duck, Cash Guy, Giant Pelvis, Ghoul Nipple, Sex Fruit, Yetitroid, Candy Store, Fish and Chips, Fat Meat, Acne Fountain, Legend Belch, Freak Skull, Satan, Dracula, Zombie, Loser, Lust, Sloth, Violence, Cholera, Messiah, Latrina, Crimson Tide Red, Louisiana Purchase, Number 16 Bus Shelter, Tula Does the Hula in Hawaii. A recent article in Harper's notes a recent trend in baby names reflective of the global pandemic. Since the outbreak of COVID-19 worldwide, the following new names have appeared: Corona, Corona Kumar, Corona Kumari, COVID, COVID Marie, COVID Rose, COVID-uvid-ap-dap, Lockdown, Sanitizer, COVID Bryant. You can probably see where this is going. Your task is to compose a new poem in which you explore what it would be like to be named for the thing you chose from your list. Your poem can be in any style or person: first, second, third. In my case, I would have to write about rabbit-shaped candy. What's your name? Take your time with this one. If you write a poem from this prompt, post it as a comment underneath the prompt in the Poetry Superhighway Facebook group. Poetry. April 30 Ars Poetica. Why do we write? 40 lines. A writer is often asked, why do you write? What motivates you? What keeps you going? How do you handle the constant rejections? The self-doubts? What comes with the writer's life? I write as many writers do. Because I must. Because the damn muse will never leave me alone. The characters in my head demand to let their voices be heard. Demand to be freed. To tell their tales. And I am a slave to my muse, who takes me where she will. No matter what, I must write every day. Usually starting my day drinking coffee. Watching the news unfold. Writing my thoughts. Letting the poetry flow. Out of my soul. Bleeding onto the computer screen. The words waiting to be spoken. To tell their tale. Before the day is over. That is why I write. Because I cannot write. That is the Buddha nature. Of being a writer after all. Most of us probably started writing to fulfill the requirements of our teachers in school. We wrote to pass the course and gain recognition through grade assignments. During some self-analysis upon leaving the Navy and starting my job search, I realized that the things I enjoyed the most and had the most success with involved writing of some sort. Therefore, a technical writing job seemed to be the perfect union of that interest with my engineering education. For the next few years, I wrote to instruct field technicians on how to implement retrofit modifications on aircraft. Later, in the business world, I wrote to enlighten coworkers, managers, and customers about procedures, policies, and systems. Nowadays, while I sometimes still write for those reasons, as I'm doing here, many more factors keep me engaged in this wondrous process. That's probably the case with you, too. If you feel a need to express your most personal response to this mysterious, beautiful, and sometimes painful world in the shapes, colors, sounds, and smells of your imagination, creative writing can provide a powerful means of therapeutic release. The pure joy that comes with meeting the challenges of crafting the language into something meaningful, like molding a piece of clay with your hands, can be a refreshing recreational outlet. Many writers are driven to publish their work on the printed page. I can vouch for the exhilarating sense of satisfaction that comes with that first acceptance letter. Upon receiving a reviewer's comment that one of my stories reminded him of a stand-up comedian's routine, I realized that the desire to entertain / is also a driving force that keeps me motivated. For whom do you write? Many writers resist criticism and defend their writing with the claim that they write only for themselves. While some therapeutic or recreational writing may not be intended for sharing with an audience, writing is usually employed as a means of communicating with other people. Of course, the grocery lists and phone numbers you scribble on scraps of paper probably are intended for only you. However, those things within you that won't rest until they are given voice, the burning memories that linger in your heart and the fanciful fugitive images floating around in your head, must be shared with someone else to satisfy the need for expression. When you sit down to write, you should keep your audience in mind. Whether it be your friends and family, a group of readers interested in a particular genre as identified here at WDC, or an editor for a specific publication, the language you use serves as a bridge between you and the reader. Choose accordingly. Your reasons for writing along with your prospective audience will influence the voice you use in your writing, as the relationship between the writer and the reader develops into a true collaboration in this wondrous experience. Today's practice session, write about your objective, S, as you continue on this marvelous journey. Then ponder the postings of your peers and exchange views about the various motivations that keep us all inspired in this venture. Write a meta poem because I write poetry. Bonus poems writing com weekly challenge. Prompt week 34. The seasons of the year 2024 politics. The seasons of the year 2024. Winter started with Arctic blasts. Polar vortexes. Political turmoil everywhere. And fear of the future. Spring came and went too soon. I remained in Korea until late spring. Yellow dust in the air. Spreading political turmoil. Summertime in the US is hot, with the fear of wildfires. Went to the US DC, Oregon, California. Political earthquakes in the US continued. Stayed many months dealing with renovations. In the autumn, I attended the 50th high school reunion. Grateful, I am still alive and kicking. Thinking about the future of the world. Wondering what it will mean for me. Use the following words in your poem. Winter, spring, summer, autumn. Poem should be inspired by the prompt/image in some way. A minimum of 12 lines, no maximum. There are no form requirements. Prompt 35. Enjoying La Dolce Vita Italian style. The Italians know how to celebrate life. How to live the La Dolce Vita. The sweet life. Enjoying fine wine and great food with friends and family. Knowing that life is meant to be savored. Life is meant to be enjoyed. One cup of espresso and one cup of red vino after another and another. PPC5 logo 2024-2025. Prompt/week number 35. Excel photo 1074207. Translation of La Dolce Vita is the sweet life. PPC5 logo 2024-2025. Prompt/week number 37. Old phone has a story to tell. Back in the day, Sam Adams was serving in the consulate in Mumbai, in the old palace that the US took over to make it into the consulate. Way back went the telephone people were there to finally modernizing the consulate's aging phone system before moving to a new modern building. A few years later, one of the telephone workers found an old phone dating back to the 1920s perhaps. It was the police hotline that connected the consulate to the local police authorities / no numbers or dials. Just picked up and the police would be on the other end. Sam took the antique phone home with him, imagining the stories the phone could tell. If the phone could remember to tell the stories it had heard. The phone sadly sat there. Dead phones tell no tales. After all, pick any object in your room. Now write a poem describing this object. Prompt 38. My favorite childhood games. As a young lad, I did not have many toys, but I did have a few favorite games. First played Monopoly with my siblings and brothers when I was 5. Last played it decades ago. I also played cards. Learned how to play blackjack, gin rummy, poker and bridge. Playing Risk and Life, Parcheesi, Scrabble, and other games. My mother killed at Scrabble and bridge too. My father installed a pool table when I was perhaps 13. And I played pool with my friends, my brothers and sister, and father, until I left home. Last played pool at my mom's house, perhaps back in 2002, before she moved to a nursing home, and the pool table was sold. When we sold the house, I have found memories of playing Monopoly, Risk, Life and other board games, and playing pool too. PPC5 logo 2024-2025. Prompt/week number 38. Write a poem about your favorite childhood toy. Top of form. Review for poems for April 25, 2025. Chapter 26 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Jake, this is an impressively varied and emotionally honest collection. Your Zappa tribute feels personal and grounded, giving us a glimpse of how his rebellious spirit resonated with you, a nice mixture of admiration and speculative sadness. The insomnia piece captures the spiraling what-if panic of sleepless nights with a raw, repetitive urgency that feels very true to experience. The Sphinx poem leans into a mythic voice nicely, though stretching the imagery a little further could have strengthened it even more. The caregiving piece is the most affecting, plain, unvarnished, and brutally human. You capture the conflicting emotions duty, guilt, sadness, even relief with a refreshing lack of sentimentality. Small polishing in line breaks and smoothing occasional typos, e.g., saddest to saddest, would lift the technical finish, but emotional honesty is what shines through most. A moving and wide-ranging contribution to your NA Poriamo journey. Thanks a lot, I will fix the typo. Thanks a lot, I will fix the typo. Michael Ludwinder. 7 hours ago. Review for poems for April 25, 2025. Chapter 26 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I really enjoyed the way you shared your thoughts. Your tribute to Frank Zappa felt sincere. I could feel the admiration you have for him as an artist. I also loved how you shared your thoughts about the world. The care you took in describing Sam's experience with his mother was wonderful. Thank you for sharing these poems, they were full of emotion. Thanks a lot as always. Thanks a lot as always. Dovey. 17 hours ago. Review for poems for April 29, 2025. Chapter 30 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Way to go, Jake. You did a fabulous job keeping up with all the posts for NA Poriamo. I am so glad we all made it. Good luck in the voting booth. Kim, thanks Kim. Dolly S. Poems. A day ago. Review for poems for April 28, 2025. Chapter 29 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. The death of America? Oh dear, I hope not. I looks like your post is full of gremlins and those dreaded, letters are all over the place. I wish this site could fix this problem. It sounds like you did a bit of traveling in your working life, Jake. I learned a little bit more about you in this post, love Dolly's, thanks, I will fix that. A day ago. Review for poems for April 29, 2025. Chapter 30 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. From musicians to politicians and revolutions to birds here, Jake. I expect you are glad the challenge is finally over now and you can rest your well-worn pen, good luck with the contest result, love Dolly's, thanks a lot. Michael Ludwinder. A day ago. Review for poems for April 28, 2025. Chapter 29 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Great job again. Your poem about the funeral music for the death of America is so thought-provoking. I liked how you used music choices to share the sadness running through your words. Your voice is clear and honest, and it made me stop and think. Shredding the Constitution and illegally impounding funds also really stood out to me, powerful lines. Thanks a lot. Michael Ludwinder. A day ago. Review for poems for April 29, 2025. Chapter 30 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I enjoyed all your poems. The bird story was my favorite though, it's so funny. And I love the birds with attitude. Great job, keep sharing more like this. Review for poems for April 25, 2025. Chapter 26 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Jake, this is an impressively varied and emotionally honest collection. Your Zappa tribute feels personal and grounded, giving us a glimpse of how his rebellious spirit resonated with you, a nice mixture of admiration and speculative sadness. The insomnia piece captures the spiraling what-if panic of sleepless nights with a raw, repetitive urgency that feels very true to experience. The Sphinx poem leans into a mythic voice nicely, though stretching the imagery a little further could have strengthened it even more. The caregiving piece is the most affecting, plain, unvarnished, and brutally human. You capture the conflicting emotions duty, guilt, sadness, even relief with a refreshing lack of sentimentality. Small polishing in line breaks and smoothing occasional typos, e.g., sottest to saddest, would lift the technical finish, but the emotional honesty is what shines through most. A moving and wide-ranging contribution to your NA Poriamo journey. Tim, thanks a lot, I will fix the typo. Thanks a lot, I will fix the typo. Michael Ludwinder. 7 hours ago. Review for Poems for April 25, 2025. Chapter 26 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I really enjoyed the way you shared your thoughts. Your tribute to Frank Zappa felt sincere. I could feel the admiration you have for him as an artist. I also loved how you shared your thoughts about the world. The care you took in describing Sam's experience with his mother was wonderful. Thank you for sharing these poems, they were full of emotion. Thanks a lot as always. Thanks a lot as always. Top of form. Top of form. Review for Poems for April 23, 2025. Chapter 25 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I love this poem collection. Your story about the crazy magpies made me smile. Each was unique and enjoyable in their own way. Your poems are full of heart, keep them coming. View 1 reply. Review for Poems for April 23, 2025. Chapter 25 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Jake, your collection for April 23 offers a rich variety of tone and subject, and there is real pleasure in the movement between them. The Mockingbird's piece is wild and vivid, capturing a surreal sense of menace with a playful edge. The bird's cackling in Korean and English is a brilliant, slightly absurd detail. Your piece on reprogramming your mind is a warm, important counterpoint. It reminds readers, and perhaps yourself, that joy still exists if we choose to seek it, without falling into preachiness. The short memory about your house feels quiet and grounded, and the Shakespeare piece is a real highlight, personal, affectionate, and tinged with a sense of time passing. Your affection for the classics shines through clearly. If anything, the different pieces might feel a little loosely stitched when read together, but as a daily writing project, this kind of natural shift between moods feels entirely fitting. A heartfelt and honest set. Tim. Dolly's Poems. 5 days ago. Review for Poems for April 24, 2025. Chapter 24 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. It sounds like you enjoy your music and your family. Jake and I wish you luck with your piano playing as you work your way through all those ancient composers. Love, Dolly XXX. View 1 reply. Michael Ludwinder. 5 days ago. Review for Poems for April 24, 2025. Chapter 24 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Nicely done again. I like the unique formatting at the end. It's clear you've put a lot of care into writing this. I can feel the frustrations of the system. Well done. Michael Ludwinder. Review for Poems for April 22. Chapter 23 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I love the heartfelt flow of your writing. I like how you speak about your Shakespearean actor friend and how that connection shaped your love for the bard. That flows so naturally into earth-day musings. The ending, about walking on Mars with your love, was perfect. Dolly's Poems. Review for Poems for April 22. Chapter 23 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I'm glad to hear you have kept up your piano playing and music brings such a joy to others as well as pleasing your own ear. Shakespeare was far from gay, he had many female lovers. Love, Dolly XXX. Dolly's Poems. Review for Poems for April 21, 2025. Chapter 22 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I am sorry you had a fall that caused you to have many operating. Jake, how very sad this is. I had a fall that took me weeks to recover from earlier in the year. You are nearly at the end of this challenge and I admire you for keeping this up. Love, Dolly XXX. Michael Ludwinder. Review for Poems for April 21, 2025. Chapter 22 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. This was well done. The Doge Team Attacks part was a nice touch that gave your poem a fun feeling. It's nice to read your humor and personal experience in your writing, keep having fun with it. Review for Poems for April 30, 2025. Chapter 31 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. You finally posted your last poem for the April challenge. So many desperate people want to live in the US thinking it is the best place to live, many are disappointed when they get there. Love Dolly XX. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Michael Ludwinder. 5 hours ago. Review for Poems for April 30, 2025. Chapter 31 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Your poem about Jake Piano Jones made me grin. I love how you showed his name changing over time and how he embraced it in the end. Your writing style is so easy to follow. The line "the damn muse will never leave me alone" made me laugh because it's so true. Great job. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Substack. Medium. Wattpad. Spotify.